Today, the State Department of Health Services is reporting 5,442 new cases of COVID-19, one of the highest daily reports since the pandemic began. The current spike in cases already rivals the sharp increase we saw in our state earlier this year. Upward trends in new cases and positivity rates were clearly reversed when officials took action then. ASU Biodesign Institute Executive Director Joshua LeBaire said 2 weeks after aggressive action like non-essential business closures, Arizona was back on track. That is no longer the case.
Unfortunately, you know, we don't have those measures in place now. And that worries me because right now we're seeing just rapid growth. And I think that it's going to put a serious stress on the hospital.
Dr. Marjorie Bessel is the chief clinical officer for Banner Health. During a press conference yesterday, she said the state's situation today is grim and getting worse. She predicted hospitals will reach 125% bed capacity or more by January. The problem is other states are experiencing a surge too, making additional supplies and staff harder to come by. That means the fight must happen on our home turf. Bessel said she supports all mitigation efforts, including the city of Tucson's decision to implement a curfew this week.
Looking at facts, science, and evidence that's out there of what has worked, curfew is one of those items that can work. We would be in favor of a curfew as well as other mitigation efforts to help us flatten the curve.
But Ducey disagreed. He said a curfew was not the right approach, not with business interests in mind.
We want to do things that will allow businesses to continue to operate safely. We believe that if we will continue the mitigation steps that we've laid out and there will be enforcement around those mitigation steps, those would be the best things that we could do to continue to slow the spread.
And the governor chided Tucson Mayor Regina Romero.
I don't know how the mayor intends to enforce the curfew when she won't enforce the steps that are already in place.
Nonetheless, Ducey announced several more executive orders yesterday regarding large gatherings and restaurants' ability to use outdoor space. While some officials have called on Ducey to do more, lawmakers at the state capitol held a hearing to explore limitations on the governor's executive authority. There was disagreement, as there often is, and just as the governor has been criticized for not using all the tools available to him to fight the virus, Democratic Representative Randy Fries said lawmakers were acting too quickly to restrict Ducey's power to respond to an emergency.
We aren't using what's already in statute appropriately. Yep. Let's address that and get that done before we start talking about adding new layers of restrictions and regulations.
Or changing them to voting members, things like that. Mr. Carroll.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
In all, 6,821 people have now died from COVID-19 in our state.
Health officials are clear. The caseload and death rate will only get worse before the end of the year. With us now to talk about what Ducey had to say yesterday is Dr. Farshad Fani Marvasti, or Dr. Shah, the Director of Public Health Prevention and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona's College of Medicine, Phoenix. Good morning, Dr. Shah.
Good morning.
So are you satisfied with what the governor had to say yesterday?
I am not. I am actually disappointed, as I would echo the voices of the state universities as well as the chief medical officers of the major hospital healthcare systems. I don't think he went far enough in terms of what can be done to stop the spread and support Arizonans.
What more do you think should be done? There's talk of curfews, as we see happening in Tucson. What kinds of measures will work?
Well, I think that if you look at all the state modeling teams, as you said, the forecast is that we're going to be running out of capacity in the coming weeks to take care of folks, not only for COVID, but for other routine emergencies and illnesses requiring hospitalizations. And it's really unprecedented in a sign of the times with respect to how bad things are and how much worse they can get when you see essentially a nonpartisan group of experts and leaders in Arizona on healthcare, medicine, and public health come out and talk about mitigation measures. I think points of consensus in all of these is banning indoor dining and providing economic relief to small businesses and families that would be affected, either a curfew or shelter-in-place orders, along with a statewide mask mandate to ensure consistency and strengthen compliance. What I didn't hear also yesterday was any emphasis on expanding testing. We've had breakthroughs in at-home testing, and one of the ways to keep things open is to have at-home testing readily available to Arizonans so that you can quickly identify cases and isolate contacts to avoid further spread.
Doctor, one thing that has really struck people is, of course, we keep hearing the phrase COVID fatigue, which is obviously not an excuse for not behaving in a certain way. But how much do you think that is playing into it? Because certainly, as you mentioned, you're disappointed. Many, many people are disappointed with the governor's lack of additional action on this. How much of it comes down to the public actually taking this seriously? Because many didn't over the Thanksgiving holiday.
Absolutely. And I think that's very concerning. And as the White House Coronavirus Task Force said in the last couple of days, that we're at a historic high in terms of risk, and the Thanksgiving surge will compromise COVID patient care as well as medical care overall. And I know people are tired. I know there's great news of a vaccine ahead, but we really need to really fill the gap before the vaccine is widely available to the general public. And if we do this, then we can save lives, we can get through and save the economy. But I know, again, that everyone is tired of all this, but we need also economic support so that people can be paid to stay home and stay safe.
In terms of the healthcare system right now, Dr. Shah, do you think they are prepared? Are you prepared for the next couple of months and how bad this could get?
Well, I don't think we've experienced the kind of surge and the kind of test of our capacity, which is why you heard from the CMOs of the major healthcare systems asking for strong mitigation measures, including banning indoor dining and curfews, because they are expecting us to hit that wall. And, not only in terms of physical beds, but also staffing. Remember, the whole country is a hotspot now. So we don't have that pool of resources to draw upon from around the country to come to our aid when we need it the most.
Doctor, to what extent will getting the vaccine to those frontline workers, folks like yourself and other medical professionals, how much of a difference can that make even in the midst of this spike?
Well, that'll definitely make a big difference. And I think after that, looking at high-risk populations as well as the Black and brown communities that have been disproportionately impacted, with historic disparities as well as in COVID-19, I think that'll be really important to get that vaccine out there. But again, until that becomes widespread, we've got months to go and lives to save, and we need to act now.
All right. That is Dr. Shah, the Director of Public Health Prevention and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona's College of Medicine, Phoenix. Dr. Shah, thank you so much for the time this morning.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.